crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Got a lot of baseball talk to get into here on the show today, both local and national. Typically, that's what we do on Wednesdays. We're going to start by talking USU Eastern Baseball. The team's performing beautifully right now, sitting 15-15 in conference play. One of the best seasons in quite some time for the program as they continue to take big strides under manager Kirk Haney. Only two series left in the season, one on the road this weekend against Salt Lake, and then they'll wrap it up at home next week. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have manager Kirk Haney on the phone. Coach, great to get you back on today.
Oh, of course. It's good to be on. And, yeah, we're right in the thick of things and getting to that tail end. So it's been a fun year.
Yeah, Coach, and I had asked you off of the cuff just how exciting it is to get to this particular stage in the season because, again, only two series left. One more is going to come at home, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But when you put together the grind, I mean, you guys have been going since February, if we're going to talk about actual games, and now you get here in the latter part of April, and 15-15, I mean, that's one of the better records that we have seen in quite some time here, conference play-wise, and it's just been a fun year. I'm sure the anticipation is building for the conference tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what we knew almost all year. Those early seasons, we go and play some tough teams. We were a really young team, and a lot of times 7 of 9 freshmen in the lineup, and I mean, now we're starting to see some of those freshmen mature. That's the one benefit of that long season is they have time to learn, time to grow, time to get back to town and practice and develop still through season just the same.
And as far as the development is concerned, Coach, and you and I had this talk last time we had you on, the idea of getting these freshmen to play well above their class, I mean, that's always the key, right, in JUCO, and you don't have a ton of time to do that. I know it's a little bit different because we had the COVID year, so kids did get a free year of eligibility, but in the same sense, you don't have a ton of time to get these kids moving in that direction.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, on the go. It's a lot of, hey, we got to get learning, especially with the new schedule that we got with the Thursday, Friday, Saturday series is, there's lots of weeks we get back to town and get those 2 days of practice. So our kids, we teach them a lot of, hey, our practice time is very valuable, but the time you spend alone going to hit, going in the cages is probably even more so. So trying to give kids the tools they need to succeed is our biggest thing we focus on.
And at this stage, Coach, again, playing all these games, I mean, obviously you've settled in statistics at this point in time, and I know baseball is such a statistical-driven sport. Statistics at this time, they are kind of what they are, right? I mean, it's hard to fluctuate one way or the other, and you have some kids that are performing beautifully and really drawing the attention of some coaches at the next level.
Yeah, we've had some great people on the mound, some great people swinging it. It's been a fun year for us, and that's kind of what we want to develop into, is being a place that, hey, these big schools know every year we're going to put out players that can come right in and get to that next level quick. And, yeah, we've had some great arms. I mean, Hayden Brock's thrown extremely well all year. Carson Hawks is coming off about 10-plus innings with one hit. He threw a no-hitter 2 weeks ago. So we're starting to see some guys really make that jump, and yeah, the other schools coming in are starting to love the attention that they're getting at this level, and we'll see them move on to the next soon.
Coach, we'll talk about the schedule and what I guess is still upon us, right? Some of the games that we still have to focus on, some of the series that you guys still have to play. I mean, an opportunity to jump over that 500 barrier in conference. It's going to be a tough one this weekend, traveling on the road to take on Salt Lake. First game of that series tomorrow. Outside of Salt Lake, it's been pretty compact in the conference, but this is a team that's pretty good.
Yeah, Salt Lake definitely put it together this year. They have a lot of returning players. When you look at JUCO maturity, they got probably one of the most mature teams that have played together, been together. A lot of third-year guys that are coming back with COVID stuff, which is good for them. But, yeah, we got a big task ahead of us with them. But it's always fun. Our kids play well at Salt Lake. A lot of them grew up in that area. And so it's almost like a home field setting for them, just like playing here in Price. So it's always a competitive. They grew up with the kids, grew up playing against them. And it gets fun, and anything can happen in a series like that.
And then after that, return home, four more games to close out the regular season, and that's against Southern Nevada. As you and I were talking off of the air, you got your first win in Henderson earlier this season, and so this is a team that you guys have been able to compete with, and it's a team with a really rich history as well, which I guess is another true positive for this baseball program, competing against a blue blood.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They got the facilities, they got the players, the weather helps a ton out there too. But yeah, we had a great series at their place, losing a couple close games, getting the one win. But the biggest thing is, yeah, our kids this year just don't have any fear in them. They like to play the competition. They don't care what team they're playing against. But yeah, that'll be a really fun series right now. I mean, we are just under 100 points below win percentage of taking that third spot from Southern Nevada. So that last series could come to a jump to go from fourth to third pretty easy, depending on who wins that series.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kirk Haney, again, of the USU Eastern baseball team. As we talk about the season, we get down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Coach, we talk about some of the kids that have performed well offensively. I think there's a couple of kids we really have to talk about, one being Jake Mortensen.
Oh, yeah, Jake has played well. He's a great leader on the field, but I think that's a lot of his qualities have come from leadership, and he puts in the work, and now I think through this year, we've started to see that, hey, his talent is there. High school, he was just an okay hitter. But this year, it's really blown up. He's been just the spark and a true consistent player for us week in, week out.
Coach, we also have to mention the no-hitter. And I know that you had mentioned that a few moments ago. I haven't been able to talk to you since. But it had been 7 years since USU Eastern had actually tossed a no-hitter. We have to go all the way back to 2015. And so, obviously, that's quite the accomplishment, and it did happen this season. Carson Hawks did some tremendous work on the mound, and it's something I got to get your thoughts on.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to be a part of those games. The nice thing is Carson, about every time he gets on the mound, has an opportunity to do it with his stuff. And that day, things just aligned. We actually put a catcher with him that hasn't caught him for a little bit, and they had some good chemistry, just as much on the catcher as making those good calls. Some huge defensive players. That's what defensive plays go into, those no-hitters. But no, Carson, it was awesome to be involved with. Even as a coach, you start getting to that fourth, fifth inning, and you realize that he hasn't given up a hit. It starts getting that little bit of, hey, don't talk to him. Let him be himself. Go to his corner. Let him stay in focus. And so he's done awesome for us, and I think we're going to continue to see him give us quality outings each time.
And there's so many superstitious rules, unwritten rules when it comes to a game like this. How do you handle that as a coach? I mean, do you go over, do you conversate with him at all? Do you ask him how he's feeling, or do you just completely stay away from him?
Yeah, I don't think I talked to Carson the whole day as a coach. You could tell he was locked in from the time he took the first inning. And so I kind of just let him do his thing. He would normally get in the dugout, get his little happy spot in the corner, go chill for a little bit, and we would just let him be. I think that's one of the funny things in baseball is you see that pretty often as a pitcher. To keep locked in, we'll just get their space, and no one will bug them. And so our team did pretty well with those things. And, yeah, it's a funny thing because you want to give them big high fives. You want to be excited for them, but you also don't want to jinx that no-hitter.
Yeah, what does a game like that do for the team, Coach? I know it's been a couple of weeks now, but have you noticed maybe some of the effects that it's had morale-wise, confidence-wise? What does a game like that do?
Oh, yeah, it was a big one. I mean, on both ends, because it was the outing to complete the sweep of a weekend. But then going into the next week, and it just gave us the confidence that our hitters see that our pitchers are doing their jobs, and so they're keeping us in game. So it kind of helps the team all together just come and say, hey, if he's doing his responsibility, I got to do mine. And that's what we preach a lot is you don't have to do someone else's job. You got to, if you're a shortstop, you got to field the ball. When you're up to bat, you got to get the job done. When you're pitching, you got to do your job. And so with Carson throwing that, yeah, it kind of took a little bit of pressure off our hitters, just saying like, hey, these guys are locked in. Our pitching's been good all year, so as long as we can put up some runs for them, they're going to win us a lot of games.
I want to end with this, Coach. With only 2 weeks left of the regular season and the idea that the conference this year will send two teams to the national tournament, which is would be just a huge boost for USU Eastern to be in that conversation, what are some of the things that you guys got to continue to progress, continue to take care of over the next 2 weeks to put yourself in that spot?
Our biggest thing is just timely hitting. That's been our biggest preach of this year and maybe our biggest weakness in some of those games. It's just getting those little tough jobs done. It doesn't have to be pretty in baseball. As long as you put a ball in play with a guy on third and get that run, that's what we're trying to preach. So getting into that two-team opportunity with the regionals, that's what we're looking for. We say, hey, we don't have to be the prettiest. We just got to get the job done. And I think our guys are competitive enough. They have fun at practice, getting after each other. You get them in a game setting. They like to compete. They like to talk. They like to go hard. So I think in that big 16 conference tournament, I think a lot of good could come from the way our kids look at the game.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. It is always great to hear from you and get an update on the boys. Best of luck as you guys travel to Salt Lake this weekend, and hopefully we'll catch you up before the conference tournament. Thank you again.
Hey, thank you.
That's Coach Kirk Haney, again, manager of the USU Eastern baseball squad, again on the road this weekend taking on Salt Lake Community College. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll flip over to the big leagues. We'll be joined by Bill Lasky. We'll talk all things Major League Baseball right after this.